And now we have Rob Green with us. Rob Green is from Bluffwood Creek, bluffwoodcreek.com, and Indiana Beekeeping Company.com. Good morning, Rob. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
It's actually the Indiana Beekeeping School.
Okay, great. And tell us a little bit about your product.
Well, what I'm selling here at the market is local honey. In the summer months, I have liquid honey. I also sell bee pollen and propolis, and both of those things sometimes in a honey mixture as well. Right now on my table, I've got six flavors of creamed honey. It's an old, more than 100-year-old recipe of a solid, spreadable honey that is not honey butter. Uh-huh. But it's a wonderful, velvety, textured honey, and I have it with six fruit flavors with real fruit in them.
Wonderful.
On top of that, I've got a hand cream that we make from...
I have that, with lavender.
Our very own beeswax, and we've had incredible testimonials about it healing everything from running leg ulcers to providing serious relief for eczema and psoriasis and other skin problems.
Wonderful. We have your honey, which is wonderful. Why is it important to have local honey?
Well, local honey is generally conceded to have health benefits. Bees collect more than just the nectar to make the honey, but they collect pollen. And people often take pollen or have raw local honey to help them with allergies. But honey, if it's not been overly prepared or cooked, like all the stuff in the stores has been to keep it liquid, honey contains a number of health benefits, including live enzymes and antioxidants. Mm-hmm. So it's a very healthful sweetener, probably the most healthful sweetener on earth.
Well, let's talk a little bit about beekeeping and the practices of beekeeping.
Well,
you're very involved in that.
Oh, you bet I am. This year alone in January, we made 67 new beekeepers from backyard gardeners across the state of Indiana. We've had people from as far away as Kansas and all the surrounding states of Indiana come down here to take our class at the Indiana Beekeeping School, which we hold every January. Beekeeping has been in the news a lot because the bees are suffering from a real toxic soup of pathogens and parasites. And even the PBS special a couple of months ago indicated that beekeeping was not sustainable. That because of practices, the traditional method of beekeeping has narrowed the gene pool so significantly that the bees seem to be very low resistance to some of these pathogens and parasites. So we teach a completely different way. And we're about improving the genetic mix of the honeybees that we've got and protecting them. And to do away from the standard beekeeping practices of putting on low levels of pesticides to kill the mites and souping them up with antibiotics every year to try to keep them well.
Right, right. And you know, bees are extremely important to our economy. They are extremely important to the just health and well-being. It's amazing how important bees are to our environment.
Well, it is. And it's not just because honey is a wonderful wound and burn dressing because of its natural antibiotic properties, but honeybees in the United States in the year 2008 will provide an estimate of 16 to 18 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars of increased food production because of the pollination value.
Oh, yeah.
And the feral honeybees, which did most of the voluntary pollination, by feral I mean the wild bees living in trees, they've been decimated by these mites, by these parasites and diseases, most of which are not natural parasites and diseases to the European honeybee, but have come in from Asia and Africa and crossed over from other species of bees and insects and taken out our wild population of honeybees. So right now we do believe that beekeeping is sustainable, but not using the practices, the old methods of chemical beekeeping. And so we think a lot of the books are really wrong. And in fact, we don't think it's our techniques are practical for commercial beekeepers because they're so labor-intensive. But we had one beekeeper south of Indianapolis lose 80% of his colonies last year, a big producer.
Wow.
And yet my graduates are losing, on average, less than 20% of their colonies a year.
Yeah.
So it's just about how you take care of them.
And you're talking about healthier bees, which also means healthier honey.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the biggest problems with honey is imported honey. Honey has come in from China on a number of occasions, and not only is it filthy, but it contains antibiotics, including chloramphenicol, which has been suggested to be causing aplastic anemia. And more recently, it's been containing Cipro, and it's been showing up in dollar stores and in some warehouse clubs.
Right. So, you know, again, the idea of buying local, small, organic type of produce is really the best way for people to go.
Absolutely. And not all local beekeepers are necessarily chemical-free, but some are. So it really pays to get to know your local beekeeper. It's a great question, though.
Now, the website, go ahead and repeat your website that people can go to.
All right. For honey and my products, go to Bluffwood Creek, B-L-U-F-F as in Frank Frank, bluffwoodcreek.com. And for the Indiana Beekeeping School, and people can find out all the information, and we'll have new dates for 2009 up by midsummer, go to indianabeekeepingschool.com.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you, Rob Green, for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.
Here at Trader's Point Creamery.